I don't want you to repeat after me. I am a true slave.
I am a true slave.
I have no purpose or worth on this earth unless I'm serving you.
I have no purpose or worth on this earth if I'm not serving you.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. What up, though? It's another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. We are obviously on some freaky deaky shit. That was a video from one of our guests on the show and one of her slaves. Next time you got to bring your slave. We had a slave up here before, but
really?
Yeah, that nigga was naked. Don't want to do that again. But shout out to you. Let's talk about these beautiful queens. Let me introduce y'all and answer the intro question. And shout out to my co-host with her curly hair. How you doing, Coz?
I'm swell. How are you?
I'm awesome now that I'm in your presence.
Mm-hmm.
Very rude. Anywho, on the left or on the right, we have the sexual health and wellness sensei, the Femdom Mistress Goddess Opalonia. Did I say it right?
Yes,
I've been practicing that motherfucker. Hello. And in my left corner, we have the Supreme Deity, Miss All Hoes Go to Heaven, the Infinity Whore herself, Amber.
Me.
So shout out to y'all. That. Thank you for coming. Y'all like those? Yeah, you know, I was
thank
trying to
do that.
Doing my
thank
thug
you.
Thank
you.
So thank you. We're going to start with Amber and just loop our way around. I want y'all to answer the intro question and introduce yourself. Does a man moaning turn you on?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer it.
100%.
And you were very adamant there, both of y'all. So since those answers are so quick, tell me, what's your go-to to make a man moan? Like, what's your go-to skill?
And also introduce yourself and plug yourself.
Yeah.
So, my name's Amber.
Like
my name's Amber
plug?
George. I'm an artist. I'm a multi-hyphenate creative. I have my own brand, Infinity Whores, I'm wearing today.
Infinity. Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it booty?
Is that your booty?
Is it your booty?
That's a great question. Is it my booty?
Yeah, you got that
man never know.
It's for everybody. It's unisex.
Oh, I love
InfinityHorrors.com, please. Infinity Whores with an S. Because we from the Midwest.
Yeah. It'll be a dumbass that can't spell it.
Oh, God, it's Infinity Whores. You feel me? So, yeah, that's me.
You know somebody from Detroit when they say you feel me.
If I really wanted to make a man moan, I'd probably, honestly, just put their dick as far as I could back of my throat.
What you going to do if they come, though?
If they come?
Yeah.
Keep going.
You say you don't swallow.
I said I don't swallow. That don't mean I'm not going to keep going.
So you going to spit it up?
Hell yeah. I'm a spitter. I'll say it. I'm a spitter. Ooh.
But if they think it's already as far back in the back of your throat as it can go, it's just going to go down your throat.
That's happened before.
Yeah.
That's different.
Was it
That's
nasty?
Different.
I couldn't
That's
tell. It wasn't on my tongue. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's different. And I'm going to be real with you. Like, if it's spit, and it's spit everywhere, it's all, that shit all mixes. And you can't tell.
Do you have a long tongue?
I don't know. Do I?
It's that long.
It might be regular.
You look like you can eat some ass with that tongue. But we gonna talk about that later. I don't want to get too excited at the start of the show.
I think you are excited. You seem very excited.
Yeah, how you stuck it out, I know you be tongue punching. All right.
He said he know it. That's crazy.
I just know. Goddess Opalonia.
Yes, I am Goddess Opalonia. You can find me on Instagram at goddess.opalonia. I do erotic therapy and kink and fetish therapy. And I put it all on film. Fuck with me.
Period.
Damn. Like Did you hear how she said it? And then, fuck with me. It was just like smooth. I fuck with that, but answer the question.
So it's pretty easy to make a man moan. I like the act of intimacy better, so I might use my fingertips or caress his neck with my tongue or choke him, you know, in the midst of that. And he'll definitely fucking moan somewhere down the line.
Are you a good choker?
I'm a great choker.
Like, can you give any our listeners like advice on how to choke?
I think it's good to do it in the middle of saying something, getting your point across. Like, nigga, where was you at last night? I was waiting on that dick. You know, while your hand is grasped around his neck. He probably moan. His dick could definitely get hard.
I was watching football, but okay.
And you get what you want.
Damn, I was watching a Colorado game. Damn.
Taking notes on that. Choke niggas and ask them questions.
Yes. Yeah. I like to get choked while y'all ride.
That's a good
like,
one.
Like, let me die and come at the same time.
That's one know? Of my favorite. That's the one yeah. of my favorite.
Picture you in line for heaven. You like, nigga, guess how I got here.
Yeah, that's okay. one of my favorite times to choke. Just
really,
yeah.
I've choked niggas while I gave like them head before. That's fun. I think that's really
okay.
Fun.
Let's talk
my
about
arm's
that.
Not that long.
Yeah, how?
Okay,
take
so
your arm out, nigga.
You kind of tall.
I was going to say that. I'm like, I'm kind of tall.
You are kind of tall. My arms are definitely arms not long like, enough for that. I'll be like,
hey. On her knees sucking dick like.
And sometimes niggas got to kind of lean down. So, because some niggas taller than, you know what I'm saying? That's but fair. Like.
Mm. I mean, sucking dick. Come here, baby.
No, for real.
But that'll make a nigga moan. You choke. Yeah, you, yeah that'll make it. But if you choke him for real, like. Mm. Niggas like to be choked. They don't want to admit it. A lot of niggas don't want to admit it.
I have choked and stroked before. Like, had a man sit in front of me and was jacking him off and it was like choking him.
Mm. Oh, have you ever like choked a nigga while you was pegging him?
I have choked a nigga while I was pegging him. Yeah. It's very seasoned.
Amber, have you ever pegged?
No, I have not.
Would you?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay. I don't think that like... And I like to have like a power like dynamic. Mm. I don't think that's a part of it though.
She like, I don't want to be that powerful nigga.
So I'll say this. One time a nigga definitely like he put his own like he brought his own butt plug and everything and like put it up his own ass and like I had a stripper pole in my apartment so like and I always got handcuffed so I like handcuffed them around it and like I just like had to eat my pussy the whole time. He had like a vibrating like butt plug. So that was real.
He was probably getting the fuck off.
Oh, he had a great fucking time. He had a great fucking time
everywhere.
The text messages I got after that shit was so.
He changed his life forever.
It did. It did. Mm-hmm. That nigga sending me money on my birthday every year still, even though I can't remember the last time we fucked
around. I love that for you.
So, I mean, I didn't want to get into it, but since you brought it up, we might as well. What is your game? You love a nigga that licks your body and plays with your ass. Like,
I love intimacy. I love being close to someone or to like a specific person, really.
Okay.
Like, I'll be honest. Like, I've had that with multiple people, but like, I don't necessarily want that with multiple people at a time.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like it's very, I don't know, intimate. And I like it just between me and like a specific person. And I've had like a lot of great sex because of it. I think like that's kind of like my whole thing. Like, I'm a woman who, let's say this, I come every time I have sex. I make sure of it. I also make sure that, like, you know, the person, but and I'm not gonna hold you, it's not that hard with a lot of niggas. If I'm being honest, it's not that hard with a lot of niggas. So I don't have to say I make sure niggas come. They're gonna come. That's a fact.
Niggas come touching the titty.
Touching. You let a nigga touch you, like, they gonna come.
I ain't never came touching no titty. Give me a titty. I bet you I don't come.
I mean, right now, sure. We're not saying all niggas come touching your titty, but we're saying as easy as it is, like, I've made a nigga come before he can eat. Get out, Brandon, shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
But I've made a man come just by kissing him on the neck.
It's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know that was going to happen.
It's not hard.
It's an act of intimacy.
You never said, what is it that you like? Like, you say you like your body licked all over and you like
ass. You should say, like, what do I like?
No, but what's the ass play that you like?
You want to know what I like up my ass?
Well, I don't know if you like anything up your ass.
Yeah, I had a question about that because you said, like, you like booty play, but it wasn't
I do. It wasn't very specific.
And that's why I was like, is it anal? Is it toys? Yes. Is it fingers? Like, what do you like?
Okay. I like a tongue up my ass. Ooh. I like a finger up my ass. I like a few fingers up my ass. Okay.
Wait,
I like,
what's a few?
Three.
I think maybe.
Yeah, because that how you say a few, it was definitely over two.
Maybe three. I mean, right? I ain't count the nigga fingers.
I ain't back there looking at
you. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I told him to put more than one, so I knew he put at least two.
I can't see how many fingers.
Oh, God, I'm not a giraffe, bitch. Like,
that's very interesting.
So, yeah, like.
That's an episode title. I'm not a
giraffe.
Does it intensify your orgasm?
Absolutely. I've squirted off anal. I've come from anal. Like, just anal.
Do you finger pop?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
Would you?
I would. Mm. I'm not opposed to like.
You
I'm
got
not
the perfect hands for it because you have really nice, long, elegant fingers that are narrow at the tip already. Yeah. So you
got perfect fingers.
You're doing my finger asshole getting hard fingers. Right now. I don't know.
Getting hard? Your asshole get hard?
Yeah. He's clenching it so hard.
Okay, because I'm like.
You don't want to say wet. That's kind of.
Well, that's also.
Because that's more accurate though. The bussy is more accurate. Like,
we're talking about.
He said, what?
I don't think my ass ever got wet.
Yes, it does. No, if you having bitches put their tongue in your ass or fingers in your ass.
I'm talking about, like, before anything. Like, I'm just sitting here, ooh, my ass getting wet, thinking about, like, no, I don't think my ass will get wet.
It's all arousal. It's all arousal.
How much a finger can stimulate the natural glands in your booty that gets it, man.
It's scientifically proven to intense the male experience.
I told you a man made me come out of my ass one time. And
that
I
happened
felt,
to me before.
I felt so it's violated because I did not understand how you could possibly, you didn't put your hands nowhere else.
Do you eat ass?
Well, you keep asking me if I eat ass.
Yeah.
No, I don't
you
eat
don't,
ass.
So you don't, you don't suck punch
I don't
booty?
Eat ass. No, I do not.
Would you?
Would I? Yeah. I probably would.
Can you do about the end of the year just for me?
Just for you? Yeah. Absolutely not.
Damn. It was how she said absolutely. I'm
that
like, oh.
You think she was yeah, going go 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 for it.
She just told me on purpose.
Of course not.
Damn, absolutely. The finger came out.
Absolutely.
So, I'm going to be real with you. I feel like that's something that's just very, like, intimate. And, like, I feel like a nigga asked me to do it before. I feel like I did the gooch. And he came. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I found
but niggas
out.
Ain't...
Black people call it gooch. White people call it tank.
Yeah. I heard it both ways.
I mean, would you prefer to call a dick or a cock?
I mean, dick all day. Cock is honestly, I almost banned that word. I can't stand it.
Mm, see, that's why we call it the gooch.
You know what I'm saying?
And our producer's last name is Gooch. Really ironic.
But my question, I do have a question. Do y'all think that it's gay if a man likes a little bit of anal play, but only from a woman?
No. How's
I don't
it gay?
Think that's gay.
Yes, I think it's a taboo in a community.
Yeah. It is a taboo, but I don't think it's gay.
I don't think it's gay at all.
Nothing a woman does to a man is
gay.
Because it's all body parts and sexual positions.
Also, I feel like why can't, I feel like I've never heard anything like the opposite way. Like I've never heard anybody say if a man does XYZ to a woman that it, like, you know what I'm saying? Why?
But, at the same time, nobody really cares as much because if I had a threesome with you and my wife, right, and you and her was eating each other pussy for 2 hours straight and y'all came home the next day and y'all told the world that it happened, but y'all also told the world y'all was straight, most people wouldn't say shit about it and most people wouldn't think shit about it. Mm-hmm. If a nigga suck a dick.
Yeah, it's totally a double standard. Yeah.
Remember the Issa Rae episode of Insecure?
That still pisses
my
me
man
off
sucked a dick.
Day.
No, he didn't even suck a dick. He got his dick sucked.
He got his dick sucked.
He was like, that shit.
Wait, so a man can't like be bisexual?
No.
But that's the point. That's kind of.
To give you background, a character on Insecure. Yeah, a character on Insecure was that man. Like, he was like, yeah, you know, a nigga sucked my dick in college. And, you know, I was like, I'm not with it. Yeah. That made her think like, oh, he gay.
Uh-huh.
That or was a good episode. He's bisexual, or he's, but it's like he literally said he didn't like it. Like, he was like, yeah, it happened one time. I didn't like it.
Could y'all imagine yourself being in a relationship or a situationship with a man who is bisexual?
Yes,
absolutely. Hardly. So let me say this. I'm going to say this very clearly.
A lot of people already have.
Yeah,
they don't know. Yes.
Would you prefer to be in a relationship with a bisexual dude if the bisexual dude was a top or a bottom?
So I'll say this. I don't care if they're a top or a bottom unless they recently got out of a relationship.
Why?
I've seen it in real time. A lot of bottoms can just be very clingy and real, like, you know, not necessarily sure that they really ready to let go of being with whoever they was just with. I've seen it up close.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
like, crazy. We have not gotten into the show at all. But this is a very good conversation.
Oh, I thought we was talking about
No. Like, I be having a whole set.
Our topics that we've prepared.
Well, that was really good.
No, I love conversations like this because it's like, I'm not even going down the list. Like, organic. We're kind of touching organically on the shit. Like, low-key, I might not even need it because I just knew y'all shit. So, actually, since we're on it, let me go to Amber. Actually, no. I lied. Sorry. Hold back.
Okay.
Goddess Opalonia. Sorry. I was about to say something else. You're a dom, right?
Yes.
Okay. You got a dom vibe. You kind of got the head witch in charge at Hogwarts vibe, okay?
Like, did you call Professor McGonagall?
Yeah, like she gonna stick a wand up my ass. I gotta watch what I say.
Oh my goodness.
So,
girl, write that down.
I know you probably heard like a lot of moans like in your life with everything that you did, but what's your like origin story to being a dom?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I know, right? I wrote it.
Well, I used to work at a massage spa, a black owned one in Southfield. And the pandemic happened and we were unessential. So it was really bad, you know.
I'm sorry
so
to happen.
I just had to get creative, you know, because once I went independent, I noticed you kind of dancing on that line of being a full-blown escort, you know, when you do
erotic massages. So I had to get creative or get lost. So I started doing foot pictures, doing stuff on a webcam. And I ended up doing it in person over time. Mm. And it really changed my life for the better. I started standing up for myself more. I started noticing dominant and submissive traits in everything and everybody. Mm. And here I am today.
I love that.
Does anybody else in here seem like a dom to you?
She definitely gave me that vibe. You know what I'm saying? Oh, a little bit. I'm getting that vibe for sure.
I love that.
Damn, not branded?
Well, I'm thinking feminine. You know?
Oh, okay. My bad, Brandon.
I mean, all women in every culture is taught to be submissive, you know, in some way. So it's felt like you're doing something wrong at first.
I feel like our, what do you call it? The millennials. Our group is like the first group to truly just say, we're going to do whatever the fuck we want to do. Like, if I want to be submissive, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. If I want to be a switch, I'll do it. If I want to be a dom, I'll do it. And I think the reason why is because we acknowledge what each role is, and we're more honest within ourselves and within our group on what it is that we like.
Yeah, our generation definitely is changing the narrative. Yeah. But I do think that one topic about bisexuality and the sexuality in the Black community,
I'm sorry.
In the Black community is definitely a stigma. Like how all of us say we okay with talking to a man who is bisexual. Most Black women are not okay with
that. That's true.
And it's a stigma because we have this trauma. There's so many bisexual men on the down low. And when you have them hiding it, that's when you bring problems and disease back. So we have to make it a safe space. We have to make people feel comfortable.
She's spitting, y'all.
It's important.
So let me ask you this. Because I didn't know. So you do give erotic massages?
I do.
So do you give happy endings?
I don't like that word, really.
What word do you like? Or what phrase do you like?
It's erotic ends.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Do I come?
You enjoy yourself at the end.
Oh.
You'll be guaranteed.
You finger pop in these massages?
Everybody leaves satisfied. See, this is a problem I have. You have to be careful with the words you use.
Really?
You could say, even especially on Instagram, if you want to be taken seriously, if you want to clean your money, you can't say, oh, I do erotic happy endings. Oh, I'm an escort. You have to say, I'm an adult entertainer. You have to say, I'm an adult model. You have to use certain words and carry yourself a certain way. Otherwise, you out there with the fishes.
So how can somebody book you? Like, example, say for Trav's birthday, that's our producer. He's not here today.
Okay.
Say for his birthday, we want to get him an erotic adult massage where he is left finger pop satisfied. Okay. Like, how could we reach out to you to do that?
I think the best way to reach out to me would be my link on Instagram. I have another link. Everything that I have is on my link tree on Instagram. So you can find my OnlyFans page. But if he wants to book me, I would press that link on Instagram.
Okay.
And then follow the hot.com link.
Okay.
It'll take you straight to my mistress hotline. Okay. And then we can book something.
Wow. Okay. This is nice. So I don't know how they work with these massages. Do you give like a normal, like, it's funny, me and Brandon, the cameraman, were just talking about massages today, not the nasty shit.
Okay.
But do you give like a normal, like, Swedish massage before it?
I'm glad you said that. That's actually what probably separates me from the other providers, because I started doing it professionally for years and I just kind of was in survival mode. So I combine the normal therapeutic Swedish deep tissue in with the erotic stuff, you know, that I have researched over time online, blah, blah, blah. So it's a whole experience.
Would you give her just a, like, example? If I wanted just a regular massage and I wanted to support you, could I go and get a regular Swedish?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do a lot of regular massages.
Okay.
Yeah, especially when I meet a nigga I'm trying to get to know. Can't tell him I do erotic massages. Got to see if he can handle that first.
How do you talk about that? How do you see if he can handle that?
Well, this is the thing that I notice, okay, as I get older. I'm so honest to motherfuckers. But if you are an adult, a stripper or whatever, most dudes don't have the heart or the mind, or they're insecure. So they'll say they're okay with it until y'all a couple months down, they start saying little shit and they want you to stop doing that to make pennies to be with them. And if the relationship don't work out, you broke as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
So I think in the future, I don't know. I'm just going to, until I see if the nigga even make it past base two, base three, I'm going to just say I'm a massage therapist, bro. That's it. That's all you need to know.
Okay. I like that. So what's the freakiest shit you've done within, like, your goddess Apollonia Big?
Okay. So I have my personal life, and then I have my goddess Apollonia life. So I would say the most freakiest thing I've done. There's a website called FetLife. It's like fetish Facebook.
Yeah.
You can find anything that you, if you don't, you don't even know what you're into, they got tests.
They got scat on there.
Yeah. So anything you're looking for, it's on
everybody
there.
Always goes scat first.
Yeah, it's so nasty.
It was like disgusting. A BDSM party. And I went to meet the people. You got to meet them, meet and greet. It's called vetting, basically like an interview to see if you're crazy before I invite you to my house. So I went to meet these people and there was trannies there.
Why you say trannies?
Damn, is that a bad word?
It is.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I apologize. I'm a dominatrix and sometimes we use humiliating words as a kink. So I apologize before I get canceled. It was some sissies there. Damn, that's a bad word too, isn't it? What's the right word? Because I'm stuck in BDSM mode.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. And I'm glad you asked this. Because I feel like some transsexual people are cool with transsexual. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's some black people out there that's cool with white people saying nigga. So I personally feel like we should always play it safe when it comes to that. Yes. And not think about the minority and think more so about the majority. Because majority of us would beat your ass, you know, if you say nigga, right?
But this is a safe word. You're supposed to talk to the person you're about to play with.
I would say trans. Or transgender. Okay.
So I went to the bar, a BDSM bar, meeting people. And it was transgender women there. They came on to me and I kind of picked them up like it was a date or something. Then we went back to the room.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I'm not a this is not my thing. I'm not attracted to this. This is like a alter ego kind of thing.
Okay.
So we went back to the room and they had some other people there. And long story short, by the end of the night, I had all of these white people on the floor serving me like they was my slave. I made them pick cotton up.
Time out. Let's start over.
I'm sorry.
I'm texting a guest and
this is you can pick up cotton. It's reverse race play.
Yeah. Know?
So, but they was okay with it.
We so you starting our race nigga, what else they gonna be? They gotta be okay with it.
Yeah.
Like on Valley old girl that be looking at me.
Yes. Yes. What, so was it real cotton? Was it cutting their hands?
Well, we picked balls. It up. It was the cotton balls from the store, you know. Oh. But it was a role play thing, and I did peg them by the end of it. But it was I just you felt like them? I made my ancestors proud.
You got stroke?
Did I get stroke?
No. Do you have stroke?
Do I have stroke?
Yeah, you got rid of
me. Did you both say you got paid or you got pegged?
Both.
Yeah,
both.
She said she pegged them.
And then it got paid.
Oh, you pegged. Okay, yeah. So you
well, I'm asking, stroke. Do you have rhythm you have like with your
peg? Oh, yeah, but you know, what I will say is this. I give it up to the niggas, boy, because that's an exercise out of this world. Sometimes, I mean, sometimes I will start off doing it and then I end up doing it with my hand. You know what I'm saying?
But man, because it do take a lot to actually get a rhythm and keep going. And it wasn't until I fucked the man and that why I'm not. Had to
that's
be like, damn,
I'm going to be honest with you.
I like to make niggas work. If you want to know I like to make niggas work. No, never that. Never that.
If I had to guess, like without knowing anything about all three of y'all, I would have thought you had the stroke.
Me too.
Don't she look like she
I surely don't have a great stroke.
I would have put like, it's between me and you. You know, so
I've never tried. So
you should
who knows?
Like.
Well, I think a good stroke starts kind of slow
and gradually builds.
And gradually builds
up.
Yeah.
What's the biggest like strap you peg somebody with?
Oh, it was a duo. He came with it. It was about maybe this big and this wide.
All in him.
All in him. Yeah, he was.
Oh my God,
that's Brandon why he brought it. Up.
And it was black too. It was a white guy. It's like I think. Let me tell you something. White people are obsessed with the black dick. I'm gonna tell you.
Say that one more time.
Say it again.
White people and people all over the world are obsessed with the black dick.
Say that.
Dick.
BBC. So if we know that and we can capitalize on that without making us without fetishizing ourselves, run with that.
That's crazy.
I really need to get into my FetLife bag because I'm really trying. I need to get in the.
Since we're talking about this FetLife bag, though, like you do parties, right?
Well, I actually I like to work with people like how I'm working with you. Mm-hmm. It's an entertainment company and I've been helping him host adult parties. Since I've been doing this for about maybe 3 years, every time I go to a FetLife event, it's usually old white people. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's a few black people, but they like 50, 60.
You be fucking them?
I go to the swinger parties too. Like I do enjoy freaky shit. It's not always dominatrix. I go to swinger parties. But now I'm like, I got with this entertainment company. I want to bring it to Detroit because there's not many people doing this. There's so many people our age that don't even know what they're into, want to educate. Mm. It is, if I want to fuck and have an orgy, I want it to be people I'm attracted to. Mm. So it's been going really good.
Do they test?
Do they test? It's more of a house party kind of thing, around the neighborhood kind of thing. We just kind of picking it up off the floor. Mm. But we send out information like, you can go here to get tested. If you follow me on Instagram, I'm constantly sex education, you know, stuff like that.
Question. And I don't want you to think I'm throwing you under the bus.
Okay.
So it has nothing to do with you. But we have, I want to say you like the fifth person to come that is in the bag of throwing parties or promoting parties, sex parties and shit, right? Okay. So, I mean, we're a sex podcast. And we definitely in the city of Detroit and in the Midwest, we have a decent sized name where people would automatically think we would know the parties to send them to or for us to promote or be a part of or throw ourselves. So what I notice is we get very unique answers to, hey, do you guys provide testing or do you guys offer testing? Do you guys require testing? And the answer always ends up being some answer that ends up being the answer no. So,
we all grown up. So it's like you come with your own protection. You play at your own risk. That is actually a great idea. I think if once we become more big time, that's something we can incorporate.
But this is my question. And why is it that, example, if I wanted to throw a sex party, right? And I was going to invite, me and Brandon were going to invite five guys. And I tell y'all to bring, five girls, including y'all. Why is it, what is there to incorporate? We can just all get tested and show results.
Yeah. But I think sometimes it takes 2 to 3 weeks to get them results back. That's actually the best way to go. If you're having a more personal, you know who come into your house kind of thing, that is the best way to go. And even make it a date. We all go together and make it a fun event kind
of
thing.
Not that you or some of the other people, we only had like one real negative response to the questions like this. Everybody else was more receptive. But the reason why I'm asking these questions about testing and things like that is, I feel like it's easier ways to look into getting them done. And I was just curious, is there a reason why do sex parties feel like if they start requiring these things, less people are going to come or the people aren't going to look as good or what? Like, is it something that makes it a negative? Because I'm confused at where the negative comes in at.
Because I'll say this, I wouldn't come to one if I didn't know.
If you didn't know that everybody
was coming. Let's say this, I'd come. That's a lie. I'd come. I wouldn't want to participate at all. I'm fine with coming and enjoying the vibe. And
being a voyeur.
And being a voyeur, enjoying the vibe. You know, I'll even add to the vibe, but participating, especially in a very, like, serious way, I wouldn't do that if everybody in this room. And I agree with them. Like, I feel kind of, like, personally turned off from a lot of sex parties because they don't feel very safe in that particular way.
I would say it would put me more at ease knowing that everybody had been tested.
Boom.
So
I always go by, shout out to you, Ryder. She came on a while ago. I always go off of the method that she told us, which is the wristband method, like just like a stoplight. So green meaning that you've been tested and you're clean. Yellow meaning that you've been tested and you have something. Ask me about it.
Okay.
Red being, hey, I haven't been tested, so fuck me at your own risk.
Okay.
You know, because, I mean, Red's still getting some pussy or some
somebody
dick.
Gonna do, you know?
I mean, the truth is, business, though. It is more sexy when it's no condom on. That's the truth. Yeah. And sometimes I notice at the sex party, it might kill the vibe when somebody got to go and get the condom out. By the time you get it out, it's hard. Everybody looking at them.
Not just that. Who wants their dick stuck with a condom on?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a very, very good point. And every time we have an event, that is something that is brought to the table. I think we kind of still just getting it off the floor. But that's something that we definitely plan to incorporate. For now, I just send out the information, free testing here, free testing here. And when you go to the party, you can show your M chart to the person that you talking to. But it will make it a lot smoother going about it that way.
Do you think that when it comes to people having sex, do people kiss at sex parties?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people just come, couples. They just come and they like to play in front of people when people have to be watched.
Would you play in front of people?
I would.
I would be excited to see that. Just talking to
I'm
you.
I'm a Leo. I like to perform. I could say that.
I just be like, all right, y'all. He about to come in her mouth and she going to spit it up. So let's enjoy this while we can.
I want to go to a sex party and actually participate.
Really?
Usually, the last sex party I went to, I couldn't participate.
Why? Oh, never mind.
Oh, okay. That does happen.
It'd be bad. Maybe just have a blood room.
It'd be the baddest bitches with the life of the party be in there talking about I'm on my period.
I was so mad. And then somebody, the whole posse I came with, we all started that day.
Do you think
y'all the pussy posse? Y'all spent too much time together.
Exactly.
Would y'all be cool with fucking somebody at a sex party if they was cool with y'all being on your period?
I mean, condoms and towels.
I don't think I'd fuck somebody on my period at a sex party.
I would.
Unless I came with them.
I'm a sick bitch.
If I came with them, maybe.
You gotta be like my nigga. Like, you my nigga.
Booty hole.
Exactly.
Nah. What? Did I say something?
What? It was just the way you said it.
What? I'm just saying,
say,
Amber.
Give it. Like.
Yeah, just be like, hey, get the lube, nigga. Do y'all ever see somebody have, like, anal sex at a sex party?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd have anal sex in front of people.
Yep. Say that's the one time your asshole be like, all right,
exactly.
Nigga.
That's why I wouldn't have anal sex at a sex party.
Not everybody secretly calling you shit girl.
Oh, God.
Right, calling you shitty boo-boo.
Shitty booty. Like, yep. No, I'm straight.
But this one thing I notice about the Caucasian ones versus the black
God.
Ones.
Uh-oh. It's always something.
Black
they always
kind
different.
Of scared and timid. You know what I'm saying? They need somebody to start it first. It take that one bout it couple, and then they on.
My boy goes to him all like the time, and that's verbatim what he says.
Mm-hmm.
He said, like, bro, nobody will start it until somebody started.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
one person.
Black people need a
community. So why do they just be like, whatever?
They don't give a fuck.
They waiting to see that black dick come out, and then they're going to chase you the entire night.
Mm.
They're going to chase you the entire night, bro. I want you to fuck my wife. Please, bro. Please. I just want you to come in here and fuck my wife. You're going to be
so
tired.
So you can watch.
I'm telling you.
Like, no, bro. I don't want
King
you.
King of the cuckolds.
No, really.
I never had sex with a white woman, so I don't
I've
know
never had sex with a white person, period. Yeah,
they're not bad.
And
not
I like
bad.
To keep it that
really?
Way.
How do you be kissing them?
I cannot say that I have done so.
Wait, what? But nigga, Australia?
I've had sex with a white man. That's
you kissed a white man?
I have had sex with a white man.
One of her best orgasms was in Australia.
One of my best orgasms.
As a kid.
I don't do that.
How was the Australian dick?
It was great.
Oh, so it's not. It was decent size.
It was a okay. It like
see all the stereotypes ain't true.
It was, but I've had sex with several white men who have had.
I'm not gonna hold you. My reason for not having sex with white men has absolutely nothing to do with dick. I absolutely believe that they got big dicks the same way, because I've had sex with short men with big dicks.
Mm-hmm.
The same way people are like, oh my God, you're like little niggas, little dicks. No. But I just wouldn't have sex with a white man personally, or at least it's not my, like, I've never sought out a white man. It's not my interest for real.
Mm-hmm.
I just, they don't do it for me. They don't turn me on. And that's just me being, like, real.
And that's very
I've never felt like, even if I saw an attractive white man, it's like, damn, he look nice.
I don't want to put my pussy on his face, though. Big women. Like, I know I'm not the smallest fish in the pond, but bigger women just don't turn me on.
Everybody has their type. Yeah. I think that it when it comes to how dominant
Shout
is
out to
he,
the big women.
Because so. most Caucasian men, I feel more dominant than them when I'm in the room alone with them. But it's certain men, like, let's see, y'all seen Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
It's like,
ooh,
okay,
Jax,
you know,
tearing that shit up.
You would let Jax nut on your face?
Hell yeah.
In front of me.
We wouldn't be allowed in the room.
See, I wouldn't let a white man nut on my face.
But I think that's why I wouldn't want to fuck a white man. I wouldn't want to, like, that don't feel good to me.
Well, actually, I probably would. I wouldn't let any man nut on my face, but Jackson come in my mouth for sure. I would let any man nut on my face.
Would you date a couple?
Would I date a couple?
Like, hell no. Not date a couple. Would you have a threesome with a couple?
I have had a threesome with a couple.
What about a short couple?
Shout out to you, Charlie Hunnam. You fine.
A short couple?
But I'm just thrown by y'all say y'all won't swallow. Y'all say y'all won't.
I like everybody.
Y'all won't let a nigga. Not on your face. What if you was a sex slave? You ain't had no choice, bitch. Then what?
I'm never a sex slave. That's my problem.
Hey, somebody kick her out.
No bullshit. Like, I think that's like, I'm very.
You are nasty.
I can be very domineering. I think that's more so my preference in sex too.
You seem switch.
Yeah.
And she said she'd date a short, chubby couple.
Oh, wait a minute. When did I say that?
Are you denying it?
I wouldn't date no couple, first of all.
No, not
denying.
I meant fuck.
I'd fuck somebody if I thought. I'd fuck a couple if I thought that they were attractive, or if we had, like, some sort of, like, history.
What's
I'm saying I have fucked a couple.
What's the best way for
before.
A couple to, like, slide in your DMs?
A couple to slide in my DMs? I probably would. I don't think I'd really go for that unless I knew them. Like, I don't know.
So you have to meet, like, the guy and the girl?
I don't know. Yeah, hell yeah.
So
let me say this. You know what? I'm very hesitant with that type of shit. Mm. I'm hesitant because a lot of people will come into, like, wanting a threesome with, like, some girl, and then the woman is doing it for her nigga.
Woo!
She is, like, you know what I'm saying, trying to appease him. And I'm gonna be real with you, I don't want to be involved in nothing that's about appeasing a nigga.
You don't want the appease three.
No, I want us all to be collectively.
Yes.
I never, ever in my life want to have sex with somebody if we are not 110%. Exactly. I want to do this. I'm enthused about it.
It's not organic.
Because
at
it's
that
not
point.
Fuck not organic. It's not fun. Exactly. I'm not, and it's in my opinion, it's not completely consensual. And I don't fuck with that type of
unhealthy.
Shit. Either.
Oh, okay.
It's unhealthy.
So like, you have to see the couple out.
Feel them out.
Like, feel the vibe.
Absolutely.
Because you can
where
feel.
Where you going to be tomorrow?
At work, nigga. Tomorrow, Monday.
Right. You can feel you. When a I woman is naturally attracted to women or when she's doing it for male
attention.
Well,
let me just say this. That's what you get. So I've had one threesome before and it was with a I had one threesome before and it was with a couple. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, shout out to her because she was just very like, no, I want to do it. She was extremely confident. She wasn't like scared about the fact that like, I didn't know her. But me and her, this is her boyfriend, her nigga, used to fuck around like years before like they got together or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she's like, no, like, you know, she wanted to know my name. She wanted to meet me. We had an upfront conversation about it. Like, and it was cool. And then before we actually like had sex, we all went out together.
Yeah, that's talked, always done.
Had like, so like it was, again, everybody had an opportunity to have a voice, to have a mm-hmm. choice. Mm-hmm. What's off limits? What we want to do here? And mm-hmm. like, I had a great time.
That's good.
Who ate pussy better, him or her?
She definitely did. Mm. She ate pussy amazing. She had a threesome before, so that's another reason why I was like, okay, experience. Of the three of us, she was the only one who had a threesome before, and she was very, very into it. I feel like we was fucking each other more than him, so
and it was her birthday. What she look like?
Did they select you out?
Did they select me out?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Are you still cool with them?
Absolutely.
That's good.
Me and him still cool. I don't know her very well. Like, we didn't know each other very well then. She, mm-hmm. So this happened like in LA.
They still together?
No.
Oh, mm-hmm. damn. Would you fuck her solo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you know, usually the threesome doesn't work for a long time period of time because y'all don't realize how much the important the man's role is. The man has to know exactly what he wants. He has to know who is number one. Because if he don't know who is number one and he blurring them lines, it's not going to work. And it's going to be messy. You know, we can't serve a king who ain't a king for real. Mm. You got to be a king up here and a king down here for it to work.
Question.
That's the only way.
Are you okay with having a threesome with your man and knowing that the new toy is the number one?
And knowing that the new toy is the number one?
Yeah, the third.
Well, you know, I'm going to say no to that because I think a threesome and an orgy and a sex party is not for no regular casual nigga. It's for yo nigga. And that's important. So I'm gonna leave it at that.
But no, don't leave it at that. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
I'm saying that is privileges. Those are perks that what are you doing for me? Can I call you when I need something? This is not something that a regular everyday nigga get because a regular everyday nigga don't deserve that. It has to be my nigga that I'm spending time with. If I know that I'm number one, I'm gonna show you what it's like to be my number one.
King, are you okay with you not being number one in the bed at that moment?
In the bed at that moment. So this is what I would say. If I, like she said, if I met them and we all had talked about it, this, and the third, yes. But I don't like it when the man comes to me. If the woman seemed like she wanted and this is what she want, yes, I'm down for that. Otherwise, it just usually get messy.
It like, and that's my whole thing about threesomes. I've never had, like I said, I only had one threesome and it went well. I never had no like messy threesomes. I got plenty of friends who've had messy threesome stories because niggas don't. Like, it's just real weird. They be lying or like, to me, it seems like you coercing your bitch to have a threesome and I'm not interested in that. So.
Yeah, I would say I've only ever had really one threesome that ended kind of messy. And it was probably also my worst threesome too.
I'm sorry to hear that energy. For you.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
You know what happened.
Oh, yeah. Never mind, sorry.
Yeah, that was the worst threesome I've ever had.
It's better ones out there.
Was it because...
Oh yeah, and I've had way better threesomes than that.
Yes.
What made it bad?
Oh, come on.
The dude didn't last. He got maybe 2-3 pumps in me, but he had already come before I had got there. But I mean, if you knew that, or if you were even, I joined this threesome. I was invited to the threesome and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do nothing. And then I was like, you know what? I am. I'm going to come. I'm going to go in there. And then, you know, I came in halfway through. Dick was being sucked. Mm-hmm. I got my pussy ate. That was great.
All my fault.
But I didn't really come for real. Like, I got wet. I didn't climax.
Oh, no.
I was the only person that didn't come, which sucks. So.
We got to get you another like threesome.
Yeah. I did get dick after that, though.
That night. I was just hoping God is Opelonia just was going to, you know, throw the alley-oop.
But, no, I did get some. I did. Like, it was. That's how I know sex is bad, if I have to go have sex after. To get my rocks off. That's so.
It'd be so upsetting.
But I've had some great. My best threesomes have been with just men, though.
I've never had a threesome with just men. I would like to.
Goddess?
I would like to.
One time. My best threesomes have been with just men.
Was it bisexual threesome?
It was two dudes and me.
No, I meant bisexual. Like one of them.
No, it wasn't. They was straight.
Would you do one?
I don't know, probably.
Could you take your nigga getting dick
while he's giving you dick? That wouldn't be my nigga. I don't know.
That's a hard question. Have to be the top.
That's a really hard question because I'm still learning and finding myself every day.
Could you suck his dick after his dick was in another man's booty?
Well, no, people have to wipe it or something. I don't know. That's hard. But I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't put dick in my mother's booty. Dude on dude porn sometimes is good. I might like to watch and be in the room, but I don't know if I'm ready to interact.
Wait a minute.
Now, if it's just two straight dudes,
we gonna catch
threesome,
that.
I could do that.
Okay.
I'm not writing it off. I just don't know if I'm ready for that.
Do you suck dick after it's in your booty?
I don't like to. I don't like booty stuff.
Oh.
I would put a tail in.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
I got the eye because I don't swallow, but she don't do butt stuff.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no. I was about to get to that because.
I would give butt stuff.
You got. How many tails you got?
You keep talking about.
Five tails.
You got a tail on every day. You got a tail on right now?
No, absolutely not.
If I would have asked you, would you have wore one?
Possibly.
I ain't know you like that, so I ain't want you to think I was on some creep shit if I asked you to wear a tail.
And they're like butt plug tails, butt plug, right?
Yeah, like, I've seen them at shops.
What kind of tails do you have? Like, you got a fox tail and a cat tail and a...
I have a mink tail.
I got two black kitty tails. I guess it could be a kitty, bunny, fox, whatever you want it to be. And I got a pink one and a pink and blue one. Ooh. Then I got a small pink puffy ball one.
Okay, no, that sounds kind of cute. Like a little butt, little cotton tail. Look,
so you'll come back on the show and wear your tail?
I can. I could be a full kitty.
How would you sit?
I could be a full kitty.
I'll probably have to sit sideways like
that. Say her tail just randomly popped out. Who's picking that nigga up?
You.
No, because then I'm going to sniff it.
That's why it should be you. You nasty.
And then by my facial expression to tell if you want me to say how I smell, you know.
You're like, disgusting.
Goddamn, what'd you eat yesterday?
You're a disgusting human being.
Am I really?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into Naughty Time with Bessa before we end the show.
Gross.
I like this one. It's really good.
All right, y'all. So on today's Naughty Time with Bessa, we're going to talk about hysteria again. So we've mentioned that in the Victorian era, doctors would treat hysteria with masturbation. If you don't know what hysteria is, hysteria is basically when women are being women. They thought it was a mental condition, so they sent them to the doctor for hysteria. Doctors then in the Victorian era would masturbate a woman to get them through their hysteria. However, Hippocrates, the ancient Greek father of medicine, attributed hysteria with a wandering uterus. And many ancient civilizations had remedies and medicines that were used to coax that uterus back into place, such as the Romans and Egyptians.
You know what's weird about
that? Over your body.
Niggas always thought that women was just crazy, but it's like, if you think about it, half the shit that women, y'all are crazy, but half the shit y'all be crazy about, we started anyway. So we just need to relax.
Say that again. Say that a little bit louder for the niggas in the back.
Yeah, I think that women are crazy as fuck, but I think that half of the reasons of why they are crazy is because of reactions to the stupid shit that we do. Definitely back then, like back in the day, like you think about it, my grandma never went through it, but niggas' grandmas was dealing with the granddads having two families and a side family. Like, so when she act a little out of character, nigga, you don't think that that's for other reasons, nigga? She trying to keep a family together while also knowing another nigga is keeping two. And then that's to show you how much we don't get paid now. How was a nigga able to afford two families? Making $17 a week.
Y'all, they didn't have no birth control either, though.
Yeah, man. They didn't even know what pull out meant.
Ooh, it would have sucked to be back then.
That shit crazy. But before we end the show, I want to talk about coming. Like, a lot.
Coming a lot.
And okay. I want Amber to start and tell us what's the best way to make her come and what's the fastest way to make her come, because those are not always the same.
The fastest is hard because
I don't know. I feel like it always look you take a little minute.
Okay.
I don't really
I'm writing it down.
It always takes some time, for real, for real.
Okay.
The best way, though, the absolute best way, like, whole pussy in mouth. Like, whole, like, put your whole mouth, like,
so on my pussy. Pick, so, put my mouth around your pussy, like,
I just feel like I ran into a lot of niggas who just, they eat pussy very, 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 very well.
How you
like
run into women eat how many very fingers? Well.
As many fingers as you could get. All coochie. All... What?
You want me to for you?
You? No.
I mean, damn. You want a human being to for fingers?
Like, she said you?
Yes. Yes. If you no. could, like if somebody could
has
fit all
four. Has someone ever had four?
No.
You?
No.
Would you take a fist?
No. No. No, no, no.
I mean, why stop at four?
I don't think a fist could fit.
I don't think a fist can fit. I'm
being I mean, real. You was thinking about four.
That's not so a
you,
fist.
So you could take three.
I think I could take three from for Brandon. Sure. No. We got big kick out. We got basketball player hands.
Oh, so two.
All right. I think we got basketball player hands.
I got
hands.
Smaller hands, so maybe I could fit somebody. I don't know.
But yes, I feel like the best way to make me come would just be like all clitoris, all like just all that pussy fingers and pussy fingers in ass, like all of that. Just I'm someone who likes a lot of attention. Again, I'm a Leo. Mm. Pay me as much attention as you possibly can.
I'm the main event.
I'm going to... This is the diva. This is the show.
Every Leo I know is just like that. I'm the main event.
I'll come if you treat me like that.
Mm. Okay. What about you guys, Opelonia?
Well, I would say...
I'm so proud of myself.
The best way... is my nipples. That's my favorite spot.
They titties. Cute. She has just, beautiful titties too.
It just sends signals everywhere. Every
them
time.
Things be thangin'.
And I want to say that's the best way. The fastest way is if you talk to me, caress me, say stuff in my ears, dirty talk me, choke me. The intimacy, the before. If you can do that really good, it's not going to take me long at all.
Okay. How many fingers?
One or two is good. Why? Oh, let's put the dick in there. Fuck the finger.
Okay, let's get to the dick. Fuck the finger. Let's get to the dick. Let's get to the dick.
So y'all like no pregame?
I love a pregame, but I don't need a whole bunch of fingers. I'm gonna be real. Like, let's get to the dick. If we come in penetration, I love foreplay. I love all types of foreplay. Like her, like I like that. I'm very much the same. Like, I feel like the one nigga who talked to me the best was a 6 Mile nigga. He was a poet.
He was a poet.
No, like he literally was a poet, bitch. Pussy. I swear to God. He was literally like a spoken word poet nigga. And he talked so fucking just crazy. And like he's 6 Mile. He sound like just
he wasn't light skinned, was he?
He was lighter skinned.
Oh my God.
He went to college with me, so I don't know.
What college he go to?
We went to U of M, and then he went to Harvard after, like, he went to Harvard, I was like, wow, never getting that, yeah.
Oh, man, girls, I know that went to U of M, nasty. You like to get peed on?
Hell no.
Oh, all right. What about you, Goddess?
I do the peeing.
I was going to say.
We had a guest the last episode. One guest shitted on people. The other guest farted in niggas' mouths. Yeah. You know, or, no, she whispered through her panties in their mouths. That's what she said.
Women don't fart. We whisper in our panties.
Okay. I'm gonna use that.
I'm like,
women don't fart. We whisper in our panties.
I thought you meant like queefing. I'm like, yeah. Like I know niggas who like that shit. Like they like all. They like all that. Coochie talk.
I mean, we all fart, but I don't want nobody farting in my mouth.
I told you I had a man that used to ask me to fart on the phone with him.
Yeah, I heard your farts, dog. No thanks. Sound like whoopee cushions.
I want niggas to pay for shit like that. I feel like it'd be niggas in my DMs who just be wanting to talk freaky, and I don't get nothing out of it.
Which is why I don't respond.
But it's like maybe you could pay me. We could talk if you gonna pay me.
That's how I get a lot of random people to pay for random things.
You can pay me. I'm not gonna freaky talk with you niggas.
I just realized Amber kind of said it take all day for her to come.
It do.
So what's the fastest way to make you come? You said titties.
My nipples, okay. The foreplay, the intimacy.
Okay.
That would really do it for me. I mean, I like the dirty talk. You know, say something to me. Like the hood niggas do it the best.
They do.
What's something they be saying to you?
They might say, yeah, bitch, what's all that shit you was talking? Or this people, you know, this hood nigga shit. Oh, this pussy.
This hood nigga shit is crazy.
And it's a hood nigga moaning. It's very.
How do a hood nigga moaning sound?
it ranges. It's levels of.
Was
hood
that what, one of them?
Well, no, they'll be trying not to like. like a growl, yeah. Like,
yeah, I be
and
trying not to growl.
Sometimes they moan like bitches. And if you can make a hood nigga moan like a bitch, you've won.
You and that nigga.
I be moaning, and then I be like, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Like, don't touch me. Mm-hmm. And I kind of shake it out. When it's real good, just, ooh, you got to let it go. This has been a good episode. I appreciate y'all. Amber kind of hold me a couple times. I'm ignoring it.
She did. I
feel like I had to. I feel like his energy just been a bit too, like, you know.
She's like, let me take you down three notches.
A peg
like,
or two.
Not your fingers, him, bitch. But that's how she did me. She's like, not your fingers, nigga. I didn't even mean it like that for once. Like, damn. It's going to slide in your DM tomorrow.
But and look, she will... You know what,
not no more, man. I'm afraid at the response. Yeah. Say I slide in and she just respond, LOL.
She'll probably just read it and not even say nothing.
She pegged me.
Wait, I'm confused. You hit?
No, she said I pegged her, man. That I
know I was being an asshole. Fuck y'all. It's been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. I would like to say fuck everybody but Goddess Olympia. If y'all want a massage,
Apollonia.
Apollonia.
You damn. Said it right every other time damn. Up until the last one.
Damn, what did I say?
Olympia.
Goddess Apollonia.
I'm hungry. I was thinking about Coney.
You were. You definitely were.
Oh, shout out to everybody. Psych, just shout out to Goddess Apollonia.
Who's
probably gonna spank me after this. Do you spank people? You should have brought a whip. You could have spanked Amber.
I was thinking about it.
Maybe I would have let her spank me.
Really?
Yeah.
I wanted her to choke you and show us how she like to be choked, but I ain't, you know, fuck yes, you
this
now.
This is a great idea.
You wanna get choked?
No, I want one of these two to get choked. It's my job to alley you.
I feel like you should just get choked.
I think you should.
Y'all
too.
Y'all neck might be too thick. Everybody's hands is little.
Who like to get choked here?
Everybody like to get choked.
You like to get choked?
Yeah.
Show us how you like to get choked.
Show you how I like to get choked? How am I supposed to show you how I like to
ask
get
choked? Ask one of their necks.
Oh. I got to ask for you. Why you
want to get choked? No.
Why don't you want to get choked?
I am married. Anybody else here married?
I'm married to the Lord.
Okay.
Nigga, you was sucking dick last week.
No, I was not.
You know what? You should get straight back Allen Iverson braids with your hair just like that. No weave, no nothing. Straight back.
So they can stop right here?
Yes.
No.
I won't even talk about you, I promise.
That's a fucking lie.
On air, I won't talk about your short braids.
Yeah, so now shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch.
All right, that was rude. This has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. Amber, I truly appreciate you. You were a great guest.
Thank you.
Goddess Apollonia, I truly appreciate you. You were a great guest.
Thank you.
Unless I appreciate you every other week. This being the week that I appreciate you.
Oh, that's great. I hardly appreciate you.
As always.
You're always a great co-host.
Make sure she comes first and asks for permission. This is another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. We're out. Let's go to Finkel and Fuck, guys.
Let's go to Finkel and Fuck. Yeah. Low-key, I need to go to Finkel.